This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. An official from the World Health Organization said today that the outbreak of the novel coronavirus around the world will not stop anytime soon, and countries need to step up to slow down the virus transmissions. WHO's regional director for the Western Pacific, Takeshi Kasai, told a virtual news conference that there was still no specific treatment or vaccine available against COVID-19. While several companies have started undergoing clinical trials of the vaccines, none is available for public consumption. Infections from the virus have exceeded 770,000 cases worldwide, killing more than 37,000, with the United States, Italy, and Spain overtaking mainland China, where the virus originated late in 2019. Over 3,000 deaths in the U.S. alone. The city of Wuhan, that Chinese city of over 11 million, who many had never even heard of up until a few weeks ago, which was once the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, slowly began returning to normal today. Shopkeepers in Wuhan were limiting the number of people they were letting in, dispensing hand sanitizer, and checking customers for signs of fever. Wall Street's main indexes opened lower today, with the S&P 500 headed for the worst first quarter since 1938 amid growing evidence of the scale of the damage caused by the collapse in oil prices and business activity due to the coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just moments ago was down 245 points. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson says human testing of the experimental coronavirus vaccine will begin by September and says the vaccine could be available for emergency use by early next year. The company said Monday that it has jointly committed more than $1 billion to develop and test the vaccine, along with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This is VOA News.